Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you now. It is 10:15. 10:15, 2020. I'm getting feedback there at the satellite office. Getting big feedback. Okay, I'll just go on. Just see, this will be screwed up because I'm hearing it back in my ears, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live, 10:15, 2020. And this is a live show Thursday night. And let me tell you this. Welcome to another weirdo day in Chimerica. Chimerica. Because I'm going to tell you, it's getting very wild and the weasel is running and he's jumping from place to place all over the place. But therefore, I'm going to go to Luke 21 tonight. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall there be in diverse places. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights. And great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto, for these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me just go into some stuff real quick here, because, you see, you got President Xi of China, or Prime Minister Xi, or whatever he is, telling his Marines to get ready for action, to get ready for the war. Well, the Taiwanese have a whole bunch of their Marines on a certain island. There's talk about taking that island. I gave recommendation to somebody through the intelligence world that the Taiwanese ought to concentrate not on that island, but they ought to concentrate on infiltrating into the big country and getting ready to take out the naval and air bases of the Red Chinese. So we'll see what happens on that aspect. On the other aspect, since about 2005, Brother Quail got, and before that we'd heard about possibility of North Korean werewolf special forces down in there, and Red Chinese special force. We heard that all the way back into the 90s. Been aware of that in Mexico, in the Montanas, in the mountains in Mexico. Well, back about 2005, Brother Quail, Steve Quail, I'll tell you what, thank the Lord Jesus for making it, putting on his heart to put me on the air, and for also for Brother Quail to making it okay for me to return to Jesus so many years ago when I started listening to him in the 90s. And just to say it right now while I'm thinking about it, tomorrow Steve is going to start the first day of his live feed at, I believe, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. But double check it. Go to stevequail.com and click on, if you have not registered for the live feed, the final warning of all the good people.
Roger that, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the old hawk was talking about, they sure did not like it. They did not like it. It probably was the mention of the Red Chinese that we've been following there in Mexico since the 1990s. And we also, Brother Quail, has the final warning tomorrow. That's what I was also talking about. They may have knocked it out because of that. All the people, go to stevequail.com, click on the final warning. If you have not already signed up for the live feed, then sure do so. You can also get the recordings of it in DVD, if you want to get that. And you will be blessed by those as well. But I'm going to tell you, back in 2005, Brother Quail got information from a truck driver that they were taking, and it's one of the guys driving the white semis, the white cab, and then the white also trailers that were, like UN kind of things. And all of those used to load up and go into the underground, limestone underground, North Kansas City, and clear over on the Kansas side as well, and then also down around just north of Joplin in that area, where there's large storage down there underground. And that is just one of the two or three of the areas where there's tremendous amount of food that has been put away under FEMA or under Pentagon or under UN or whoever auspices. But those white trucks were going across the border from the United States with complete loads, full loads of groceries and everything under the sun, going into Mexico, into the mountains of Mexico there. And I'm not sure which style, but one of the more contiguous with the Montanas, the mountains there along the border. Okay, so that was where they were going, and they were taking full loads of stuff, and they were going into what you would describe as a brand new subdivision with beautiful, three bedroom, two bed houses with carports, a garage, I think carports for the most part, but they were all kind of Red Chinese living in. There was like a Red Chinese military was living down there. And these were guarded with gated areas and that kind of stuff. And the reason I know that is because I had an old partner down in Texas. An old captain down in Texas sent one of his brothers or friends to go down there south of the borderline to take a look. And they went down there, and they was able to sneak in through the back mountain pass, so to speak. And it turns out that they were overlooking the area. They could see these houses. And incidentally, these were on videotapes back in the day, and pictures of them were available back then. And they said that he was able to see that it was the Mexicans at that time. And he said the federales and Mexican military were guarding checkpoints to allow people in, and that there were Chinese inside there. Now, back about that time is when the Red Chinese had already taken over. And incidentally, before Xi Jinping became the head dog, he was the number two dog in China. okay? And he actually went, and I remember hearing his speech back maybe 99, maybe 2000, hearing a speech and listening to it, and the translation, seeing the translation of it. But I can understand some of the Spanish, not all of it, but some of it when I listen to it. And he's talking to the Mexican big guys, the Treinta y Tres Familias, okay? The Treinta y Tres, 33 or 36 families used to own Mexico at that point in time, and all of the stuff, and I mean all of it, and basically involved with the cartels and the banks and all the different things. But anyway, they were listening to Xi, and he said, wouldn't it be nice for you guys to tell the Yankees to shut up, okay? And that we can help you with that. Let us come in, and we will help you. And we don't care what you do. You can send all the drugs you want across the border and all that. Now, basically, he said, wouldn't it be great for you guys to get rid of the Yankees? Well, a lot of them believe that. And so the fact of the matter is, at a certain point, they bought in to the port of Lazaro Cardenas. And then that became the era after the 2000s, and we went into what became basically Kansas City Southern's rail line that goes proceeds down along I-35, which then was being turned into an international highway because people were buying it, wanting to turn it into a toll road in Texas. Now, a lot of that's been stopped, okay? A lot of that has been stopped, but the highway was parallel running down all the way in through Texas down to Mexico, and then the old Kansas City Southern line, which ends up south of Kansas City, real close to the old Richards Gebauer SAC base, okay, and even crisscross on the back of that property. But anyway, they were designating that as an international port. Kansas City would be an international port, and you remember they had the international highway. Well, the Chinese were involved in that, and also the King of Spain, okay, at the time. And so consequently, the Lazaro Cardenas, they were going to be able to seamlessly go from there all the way up into Canada, all along I-35, this international highway. Kansas City would be the inland port, and there would be others along the way going up into Canada. So all of that's been going on. We also reported back in that time period, and we did confirm that Chinese back there, Brother Quayle and I, had participated in that. And then Steve also got from the Mighty Men of Valor, the MMV, the above top secret way on up, the people that fly the triangular craft and that kind of thing, whose purview is anything goes bump in the night, they go bump back. Their purview is to anything coming in from outer space, anything coming in interdimensionally. They also handle the highest level counter-terror and the highest level nest searches for nuclear emergency search teams, that kind of stuff. But they alerted Brother Quayle to the Smokey trucks, and many of you are long-time listeners, like the old brothers up on Mars Hill in the Carolinas, right? And there's a whole lot of long-term listeners, and those in Iowa and all over the place, okay? So consequently, you've got a scenario where you remember the Smokey trucks were red Chinese biological experimental trucks that had a mobile crematorium on the back of them. And if they were going throughout, and I told you a couple weeks ago, I haven't brought this up again, they were collecting subjects so they could implement certain tests on them of biological and chemical weapons and that type of stuff. And then when they were in the Smokey trucks, the reason they call them Smokey trucks, because when the people would die with whatever they gave them, or if they died from whatever, they would put them in the mobile incinerators and crematorium, boom, 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 burn them right on up. The same trucks that were used in Wuhan to burn people and to burn dogs and cats and all the pets. Back in January, February, and into March. where the crematory were going high, you know, they say that they never ever, that we've had more COVID cases than China and more deaths. Bull crap. The Chinese lost millions in that thing. So therefore, that just gave Xi Jinping and all those people a raise. See, they don't have to play games with that million or 2 million or whatever number of people died in China. But I'm telling you what, now we're starting to hear again more and more, but Steve and I have been on this since back in the old days, and we've been telling you periodically. I've also been telling you about the Google balloons are really being launched by a Loon Balloon company that's owned by the Red Chinese. And I've been documenting time and time again how they are being used as the Red Chinese command and control over the United States. And tonight and today, I can tell you they're up there. There's at least six over the United States. And the idiots in the U.S. military are either in cahoots or collusion with the Red Chinese, or you're a bunch of dumbbell sons of bucks. Okay? You're looking for the stats way up. They got this stuff up at 55,000 to 80,000 feet. And when they go up above 70, they don't even have to squawk anymore. They do it once in a while. Now, listen, they've launched about four new ones, and I'm going to tell you, there's two of them that are probably working command and control over whoever is in Mexico, Red Chinese, cartel infantry, maybe some Muslims down in there, whatever, that are going to be coming across that border at some point in time when this, you know, when the real balloon goes up. You see what I'm saying? Well, the balloons are up, idiots. The balloons are up, NSA. And you reacted to the one we told you was going to interfere with the Musk, with the SpaceX launch, and you didn't take that out. You put your Hawk Hunter up out of some rancho outside of San Antonio, not the Air Force base, and it jumped, jetted up, went up to speed on a Saturday morning. Looked up there at about 60,000 feet, where that big. Now, these loon balloons are not some little balloon up there. They've got a platform that's 20 to 30 feet long. It's got every kind of camera, every kind of antenna, every kind of a microwave transmitter, burst transmissions, all that kind of stuff, and electromagnetic portable weaponry. Are you hearing me out there? This are being used as the Red Chinese command and control. And they're up right now. You got two of them up over to Mexico, New Mexico, West Texas border. You got two more outside and west of Lubbock. You got another one up over North Dakota, Minnesota kind of area that's up above 70,000 feet, and it don't squawk. And has been up there for quite some time. They also, these platforms, have ionic motors on them. So this is not some guy in a lawn chair launching himself with some 1950 weather balloons, okay, or 1949 weather balloons. No, this sophisticated crap. And they're doing these under the guise of Google, okay? They can vacuum up all communication. They can also do narrow beams down. They can hit people. They can give somebody an illness. They can drive you crazy. They can interfere with jets. They can interfere and hack into computers. You got me? They can also pass information. Now, the ones that are up over the Dakotas right there, they're looking down from about 75,000, 80,000 feet. They can watch all of the upper tier, you know, Montana, North Dakota, all of the upper tier ICBMs that we've got still in the pocket, in the holes, all right? They can watch anything. When the doors open, they're going to give the signal. When the doors open and they launch, you're going to give the signal. You see what I'm saying? They can interfere with, possibly interfere, just as the aliens did on a number of occasions, interfere even with the launch setups. Now, you better start watching for this. Now, there's another one that's up. If you're sitting there, you got over Texas and the Mexican border, well, that in New Mexico. Well, that also takes into account white sands, and you got something that's up high. They can see all of it. They can also see Pantex, all of the Texas military bases. They can see Utah. They can see, you know, Nevada, all of that stuff, Arizona, all the bases in that area. The SEC bases up in Omaha would be covered also by them, all right? And in Missouri, okay, and in Kansas and all the different places in Colorado. And what they're also looking down on is F-4 and Area 51 in Nevada, at Nellis. They're also looking able to look down on that because they're looking for anything special to come out of the hole. Now, for a number of days, what I would call over the Pensacola Eglin area, Eglin Air Force Base, which is one of the spots, okay, where the space fence is located at, right? The space fence, right? And it's also one of the most clandestine Air Force bases in the United States. All kind of stuff goes down there and comes out of there. We talked about how the two helicopters had come out of Eglin, and they were by Navarre Beach, real nearby. I talked to you about them a few years ago. And then the local people on the hook said, hey, there was a green electric fog surrounding the helicopters. One was able to pull out, the other one was taken out, and then blew up and crashed into the ocean. Navarre Beach! And then all that stuff, but up over Pensacola, it squawks maybe once every couple times, two, three times a day. And believe me, we got people trying to watch it, all right? So the fact of the matter is that the U.S. military is not doing what they need to be doing. And somebody at the top is fixing to let the red Chinese come in and do an exfiltration from Mexico and in from Canada. Now, old Trudeau, who is allegedly Trudeau, is allegedly the bastard son of Fidel Castro. And old Daddy Trudeau's mama, okay, old Trudeau's mommy, really liked the old bearded charmer down there and cigar chomper, okay? Spent a lot of time with him down there while her Prime Minister Trudeau back in the day was dilly-dallying around with all the model type ladies and such, okay, and the stars. So she went down to see old Castro and stayed in the nice warm weather in Cuba for a long time. Trudeau apparently, allegedly the bastard son. Now, he's going for the double, triple lockdown, and that information's coming out. Passed through, apparently, through to Hal Turner from members of the parliament in Canada. And let me tell you something else. I've got more to tell you tonight. I've got a lot of information here. I'm going to try to do it quickly. So you got to understand what's going on. I've been on this case, and Steve's been on this case, the Red Chinese, for years. We've been telling you about it for years. We don't do every show because it's not. We've known about it for so long, okay? But I'm telling you again now, and I've been telling you for the last months about these loony balloons are launched by Red Chinese assets that work and under the guise of the Google. So they now can read all of your mail, all the stuff, and they're performing functions just as an NSA would in any other country, but they're able to lift it right up out of the air and ether. Now, the fact is that if the Chinese are in Mexico, they're also up in Canada, the Smoky trucks, when we talked to you about them, the last information on the Smokies, and I told you again this a couple weeks ago, the Smoky trucks were stopped by elements of the MMB right on the U.S.-Canadian border, probably in the North Dakota-Montana area, somewhere in there, a back road, you know what I'm saying? And before they got over the line, they put them under duress and fire, and the Smokies, some of the Red Chinese come out to fight. They took them out, but there was more than one Smoky. Some got across onto the border and went on up into Alberta near Lethbridge, in that area. And I documented that years ago and told you where they went. They were in Lager out in the boondocks, okay? And then I also told you about the Lee family, allegedly the Lee family, involved in the bioweapons production in China, allegedly, and certainly involved in the microbiological research and mycological research and that kind of stuff all over the world. They even had seminars and big symposiums on it in Shanghai. And you remember when I told you about all of that? But the fact is, they also had a clinic, allegedly. They had a clinic, allegedly, in Alberta, in Calgary. And then, allegedly, not long after that, there was a weird bird flu that appeared. Weird bird flu that appeared, you see, at the boondocks, the geese, and the ducks started getting some kind of weird bird flu. Well, then, not too long after that, we had the situation, allegedly, where we were having possibly a cross of the swine and the bird flu back in the, about 2007 or 8 or whatever it was there, 09, forget the exact time frame. And that's when our brother up in the, up in Montana, we had the radio station, had the big international deal where Brother Quail did an hour on that. I did an hour, and a whole lot of people did a long-term hour on that. And he had a crowd there, and we were over to broadcast, and some people were up there live with him and doing all of that. So consequently, we did all that to try to fight that aspect of it, which was during, I guess, the Obama administration, you see. So what do we got? We got something up over Pensacola, which is the U.S. Naval Air Station, but they're up above them. They also are picking up everything all along Apalachicola, the radars, all the stuff, all the base in Florida and in Georgia and on up into the Carolinas and what have you. They're overlooking that because they're up closer to 80,000 feet. So if you guys want to do something, you ought to send some stuff up that can get up there and go look these things up and knock them out of the dadgum sky. It's heck when old men who really do love America have to do your job. And if you are doing your job, then you're also then in collusion with the Luciferian Red Chinese demon scum. Take these loony balloons out. They're not helping anybody's goo-goo. Goo-goo. Take them out. They're sitting over all over your most top secret bases. They're looking for anything out of the ICBMs. They're looking for anything out of Pensacola, out of Eglin, the stuff that can pop up out of Eglin. They're also looking, and they could cover then Pantex and all the bases. That's the nuclear, disposal base there in Texas, where the nukes get disposed of, and that could be something that could be run to by the Red Chinese infiltrators, who then could use them to blow a lot of stuff. They'll also come across to in Arizona, come from the Baja up in there, and they got bases. The sub bases are on the coast of the Baja in Mexico. Red Chinese submarines. Now let's go to our submarines. Let's go to King Island. They're in Georgia and Florida, right there at the coast. Very top secret sensitive base. Our top subs, a lot of them are based there. Now, you want to know something real cool or not so cool? It's interesting, but is from a deep background. I haven't seen it on the TV or anything yet. But apparently a British nuclear submarine came into port there to spend some training time and getting all the ducks in the row kind of time for the various nuclear submarines, the United States and also the British. They came in there. The crew was supposedly given liberty but was told to stay on base. They were not to leave the base for liberty. The crew left the base for liberty. The British crew did. Went into town to all the, the juke joints and the beer joints and the boogaloo joints, with the girls and all the strips and all that stuff. They went in on a full deal, and half of them came back. Over half of their crew is now sick with the COVID, okay? They then came back onto the U.S. submarine base. And apparently spreading the COVID onto our base, okay? And that is really strange stuff. And it makes you wonder whether Boris, who runs, England, really is Boris. Because I'll tell you, when you look at Victor Suvorov, which I've read to you many times, Victor Suvorov's book that he wrote, and there's a chapter in the book called Spetsnaz First World War. It's chapter 15, by the way. And it says here, I do not know how or when World War III will start. I do not know exactly how the Soviet High Command plans to make use of Spetsnaz in the war. The first world war in which Spetsnaz will be a major contributor. I do not wish to predict the future. He goes on to say, however, he does say, the GRU know that the overture is known as the preparatory period. Now, this overture I'm talking about is Spetsnaz, but it could also be the Red Chinese doing the same thing, because basically the doctrine is similar. And here it is. GRU reckons that in this period it should be regarded as natural disasters. Actions, yeah, like hurricanes and derechos and things like that. Forces beyond human control. Mistakes committed by people, glitches, or terrorist acts by organizations not connected with the Soviet Union. The terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed. Listen, is one man who has a weapon nothing more than a screwdriver, or a box of matches, or a glass ampule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. Listen up. For example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of the Soviet Union's enemies, or the Russians' enemies, or the Red Chinese's enemies. So now we got the Brits. And who knows why they did all of that and didn't have the discipline to keep their people on the base. And I understand all of that, you know. Get out of old Britain, go to Florida and or Georgia and, you know, good bars and all kind of pretty girls and all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, now apparently there's a possibility of trouble in our base with our crews. And sub-crews because of the British crew. Now, that you ain't going to see on Brent Baer tonight, all right? So I'm telling you, the time is ripe. And in Canada, old Trudeau has already got the plans, apparently, for another lockdown to come in November and a third lockdown, even deeper and harder to come in December for the COVID. And they're also going to talk about putting refusers to take any vaccine or refusers to not wear the mask or refusers who don't want to stay inside the house and don't want to have their papers in order, you see. He's going to put you in a camp. He's going to put you in a concentration camp, a refusenik camp somewhere in Canada. Probably have the Red Chinese do it. But I'm going to tell you what, any of you people up there who are old remnants of the old, you know, relatives of the old Special Service Force, the Devil's Brigada, you know, if there's anybody up there, and I know there are some, there's some good Canada people up there, you'd better get ready with whatever you got left of firearms to defend yourself against this bull crap. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just getting really wild weasel. Now, let me add more to the situation here. Let's see what I got. All right, yeah, final warning begins tomorrow at 9 a.m. I believe that's 9 a.m. Mountain Time, but you should check on Steve Quayle's scenario. And let me tell you something. Go up there, and also if you need any gold and silver, you can call 406-586-4840. You'll either get Tyler or Daryl, tremendous manager for Steve, or Tyler is Steve's son, or you get Steve himself, possibly, not tomorrow, but you go up there, you tell them old Hawk sent you, and they can get you taken care of on a gold and silver, all right? There is a second strain, and there's a lot of strains of the corona. Novel coronavirus, too, causing pigs to vomit in China, that could cause spread to human beings, okay? So they're already doing this. Then the Chinese supposedly have tested everybody in Wuhan, and old Xi Jinping is doing a lot of coughing and may have the bug. They had the bug. Consequently, they went away from him when he started coughing while he's talking in the big meeting. Their TV went away from him and started showing pictures in a different sound. So let me see here. I got something else here I had earlier. Let me find it real quick. This was, let's see here. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, I can kind of wing it because I can't find the email right at this moment. So there was a report. There was a report of E6 aircraft. Off the California coast, our aircraft looking for nuclear possibilities, you know what I'm saying? And also on the East Coast, one of them was called. Let's see if I could just find this real quick. I can give you. Okay. All right. East Coast time. Okay. Come on. You know, say let my computer pop up here. You know. Well, I'm going to do it. One of them was the one down on the East Coast is named Welby, okay? Named Welby. And it being going around the coastline, Florida, into the Carolinas, and that kind of area over there looking for stuff, all right? So consequently, the other E6 is on the West Coast, and it's up looking. Well, let me tell you guys, you ought to be understanding that the Google balloons that you're able to spot from up there are Chinese command and control. Red Chinese military command and control, allegedly. Red Chinese, allegedly command and control. Loony balloons, allegedly working under the Google auspices, but really launched by the Red Chinese. And they launched them. They launched them from northern Nevada, some of these. Others have been launched off of Baja in the past, okay? And I tell you, it won't let me get onto the computer, so that's the way that goes. There was another one off the West Coast. I forget the name of it. Seems like it might have been Delta. But Welby is off the East Coast. So E6s, so all this is up a lot. We may go to war here soon, you know, pretty quick. And what they can do is they're reading off traffic, and they're also looking at the United States, some of the U.S.'s above top secret bases. The S-4s, the Area 51, the S-4 areas, the other S areas there. They might just have a triangle or something pop up. Or maybe they could look, if they're over Florida, they can also see into the Bahamas where Optech's at, okay? They can also see out to Puerto Rico to, you know, certain islands there where they go underneath the island, and there's a MMV used to have a deep underground, underwater, undersea bed base there that they can also then pop right back up through a mountain lake. Ah, here it is right here. No, it wasn't Delta. It was SELT 86. SELT 86. SELT 86. And then the other was called Welby 85, okay? Now, I'm also talking to you about, there's also, let's see what this one is. Acme 85 has also been up on the West Coast. Now, that one's, I believe, possibly a NASA type plane looking for quakes up in Cascadia. But all of this stuff is ongoing, and this is all of this. ongoing right now as we speak, and right while the election is at a situation. So anyway, the fact of the matter is that stuff is getting ready to hit the fan, if you know what I mean. Now, President Trump is doing some really good rallies and all of that. Stuff of Biden's come out, but you have the Attorney General of the United States, who is basically named Ron Johnson, who works for the CIA. Oh, William P. Barr, a.k.a. Ron Johnson, right? That's from the Clinton era when he covered up all of that. Covered up the drug dealing and the, allegedly the Clinton body count, all of those kind of things. I talked to you about that. That's in Terry Reid's book. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. Terry Reid was there. I met Terry Reid a number of times. Talked with him. He's a good man. He was Air Force intelligence. He was based out of Taiwan or out of Thailand in the old days, okay? But he was a good Missouri boy originally. Came out of Carthage. President Truman awarded him an award. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. FRNs, silver dollar, something like that. A little bit of gold, easiest. Take a check. Make it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, we've also had reports recently about the possibility of a plan. This also came through, allegedly, through Al Turner, I believe, that they were talking about turning out the lights in America. Okay? Turning out the lights in America, that it might be a planned turnout. Well, some of that's already taken place. They've sent out emails and stuff in California and various places on the West Coast where there are fires, and they're taking down the PG&E power. I got people out there telling me about that all the time. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's why Lord Jesus, in Matthew 25, it talks about lamp oil being on hand and wicks and lamp oil for your lamp. That also means in general to prepare, but that was, the lamp oil was a key thing. And I'm going to tell you something. If you get the lamp oil, then you can burn it inside and doesn't have the smell of the kerosene, if you know what I mean. And you get you one of those Dietz lanterns or the different ones that you can get. Or the lamps, if you want a prettier deal, you can get the old lamps, you know, and get you some extra wicks. But I'm going to tell you, it's time to be doing more than that, and food and the ammo we've been telling you about is disappearing. It still is hard to get, and the food is starting to disappear. If you do not get food and continue to put food, and if you cannot get long-term storage food, then you can get canned goods, okay? And you can get canned goods, and you put them back. And I still prefer Chunky or Progresso soups, where you got a meat, a vegetable, a potato, and a broth with the water already in it. You can get the small condensed soups, and then you got to add water. So then I'm going to tell you, you need to also have a Berkey Light or a Big Berkey's or Berkey Royale or, you know, all the different sizes, the Imperial of the different Berkey's, depending on how many people you got to clean the water up. And then you need extra numbers of the Black Berkey filtration system. There are other good filter systems. Whatever it is you get, make sure that it will take out viruses, bacteria, protozoa, you know, the parasite type things. And then also the black murky builders will take up, you know, a lot of 98%, 99% of a lot of chemicals. There are also additional filters that you can put on the murkies in the bottom chamber where you can take out the different real hardcore stuff like the the stuff in the water. Anyway, I can't think of it right now. But you research. Go to the Berkey guy or wherever you can get Berkey filtration systems. There are other different ones you can get. Get whatever you can get. And you can always boil water. You can always store it. You can use a little few drops of bleach, you know, in every gallon. You have to get the right concentration. It might be, allegedly. I'm not saying this is guaranteed. Look it up in a book like Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare book, or look it up or ask somebody at NitroPack.com or at Emergency Essentials or whatever you're talking to somebody about. They can tell you about it. It might be about 10 to 12 drops of unscented bleach in a gallon of water. But the fact of the matter is, if you've got the filtration systems, you can do that. You also might want to get the halozone tablets or the iodines or the different type of tablets that are sold to help to purify water. Colloidal silver, you get that mezzo silver. And for people who are not already taking that, like old Hawk is, the mezzo silver is one of the highest quality true colloidal silvers around, and it was used per the owner of that company, Frankie Keys. The Red Chinese, he didn't know why they're doing it, but somebody in China and Hong Kong back in the first SARS outbreak when it was big in Hong Kong, he was sending 5 gallon, the 5 gallon carboy jugs, pallet after pallet after pallet of them were going to Hong Kong health food store. And then after the SARS went away over there, which Fauci was involved with that also, allegedly, that this, you see, they came to him, old Frank Keyes, and wanted to buy purest colloids. So they offered him a big pie-in-the-sky price and to keep him on for a number of years as the running it at a good salary. Big salary, but he decided not to do that. So if you go to SteveQuayle.com, you can click on the mezzo silver deal, and depending on how much you buy, you get a bigger discount for the bigger amounts. It also has other pure colloid of different type of elements like gold, mezzo gold, mezzo iridium, different things like that that can also be used for other type of conditions, whatever. But the mezzo silver will kill viruses, bacteria, etc. You know, it's, you know, tiny particles of silver, pure silver in a pure water. Okay, that's basically what it is. You can read all of their information about it. Don't trust what I have to say. Go up to the source. Click on the mezzo silver banner at SteveQuayle.com. I'm going to also tell you this. You got to have your most comfortable boots with extra, you know, with the good new laces in them and everything at the door. You got to have your magazines loaded and in your load-bearing gear. And you're probably going to need at least 10 to 12 mags of 30 rounds each or whatever you shoot. And I would have that with a pistol belt and either a big rucksack fighting load and a fighting load should be good, I think, for about 7 to 10 days. A house load is something like Mark Kornke used to talk about years ago, is the bigger pack. In those days we used the old big Alice packs, and that's got everything but the kitchen sink in it. You take it down the road and that's your house load. But a fighting load should be at the ready and ready to put on. And then also, if you have it, and if you don't, you probably should consider it if you can. If you cannot, then that's okay. Then the Lord Jesus, you need to be on his side, and he'll be on your side. so that if you were to lose your life in defense of your family or your property or your country, then you'll have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. And that is the key. If you have not repented and asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, repented of your sins, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, wash me clean. Use your blood to wash me clean, and he will do it. And if you look at John 14 and read John 14, and you read about the marvelous gift there, he tells you if you want to see him, he tells you how he will manifest himself to you. And things you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus. Jesus. His name is Jesus. Okay? When you ask something in his name, he will do it. But he wants you to keep his commandments. The commandment originally was do not murder. Because in war, which there's been plenty of wars in the Middle East and in defense of people, there are people who are killed. So just keep that in mind. But I'm going to tell you what. That is the key, and the first key is to get right with Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, we're getting very close now. Getting very close. And don't be burdened by the fact, oh, I've been waiting and I've been preparing and, oh, I'm getting tired, you know. Let me tell you something. You got insurance on your car, now you got some insurance on your home and your family. You got some food for them. You got water purification. You got firearms. Be ready to shoot. Now's the time to start thinking about distances from your window, what window of your home or your back shed of your home to a certain point in the street or up the backyard or in the back 40 or how far is it to that tree over there, and put that all out on a nice little chart. And, you know, I read something, and it was very good. I read the health ranger who's going to be on with Steve, I think, tomorrow, or one of the speakers. He talked about sighting in his 223-556 rifle. As the Marine Corps, he said, to suggest, to sight it in at 25 yards because the trajectory of the bullet, actually, when you sight it at 25 yards, the bullet is better off when you get out to 250 doing it that way, all right? And also the 308 the same way, just set the tip, get a tip, and if you know more about it, you can sight it at 100 or whatever you want. There are good people out there that are strong shooters. I'm not going to attempt to tell them what to do because I'm not in their league. And I know people that that do that crap for a living, if you know what I'm saying. And I've been doing it for a living for a lot of years. Enough said about who that might be. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready and you better start thinking about book codes to where you could communicate with your family member or somebody extremely close to you using a book code. But you might want to have more than one, okay? So that if you had to, or if the other person had to, they could give up one book, but you could still have another book ready, okay? And the idea is you go to a certain page, and you go down to a certain sentence, or a certain paragraph, a certain sentence, a certain letter, a certain word, that kind of stuff. And then you do it numerically. There are also one-time pads where you can have, on one day you do it this way, the next day you do it the other way, the next day you do it the other way. Why is that? That's intelligence tradecraft. But I'm going to tell you something. You cannot be talking on the Twitter bird. You cannot be talking on, Facebook or Instagram and loading up your dossier every day. Me and the boys are fixing to get ready to go out in here to the wilderness to get in our camp, and we're going to hidey hole up here. Next thing you know, you got a drone and a Hellfire missile. Go because you're talking on the Twitter bird or the Facebook or your private messaging or you're doing this and that. At a certain point in time, it all goes local. Then you're more likely to be better off with coded messages or runners, you know, or smoke signals, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, you better get ready, and you better get ready to fight, and you better have your magazines loaded, and your K-bar sharp, and have all your gear ready to go. And if you don't have it, you got to consider getting, you can go to sportsmansguide.com, because they've got level 4 body armor, level 3, level 3A, level 2. They got all the different type of plates and carriers. Level 4 will stop a 30-06 at least one time. And the others go gradually down in and will stop pistol ammunition, et cetera, or some of them will just take care of a little bit of shrapnel if something's to happen. But the fact of the matter is, if you can't afford it and you're sitting out there and you don't have it, you can also get Kevlar helmets there if you want. There's a few used ones that are available. You can get a Kevlar helmet. And I'm going to tell you what, make sure you got the extra pads or a new chin strap or whatever for them. Don't go into there loose and bear your knife down to fight. Mighty men and women of valor, you might keep the red shinies busy. I see you're sending a whole lot of electromagnetic stuff after damn. Keep them busy. And all the old bending arrangements, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPoo, I know you're on the optics. And old Rico and Thomas, you guys better get into your push-up mode tonight. And your mommy and daddy, you ask them what to do because your dad is a good man. And the Lord Jesus loves y'all. May the Lord protect you against all evil and give you the wherewithal to go out and prepare tonight and tomorrow and the next day.